We're talking about schools moving toward renewable energy here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Earlier this year, the Madison Metropolitan School Board adopted a resolution to use 100% renewable energy by 2040. Meanwhile, other districts are incorporating energy efficiencies. Verona's new high school includes geothermal heating. It includes sophisticated ventilation systems and LED lights. Their energy need is expected to be cut in half, and the school district expects to pay up the investment in less than 2 years. So how has your school turned to renewable energy? How have students been involved? Is it part of your curriculum to understand what energy usage looks like in the state and nation? There's a line for you at 800-642-1234. Jane McCurry is program manager of Renew Wisconsin. That's a nonprofit organization that promotes all forms of renewable energy here in Wisconsin. Jane, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So when you hear a business or a school say, hey, we're setting a goal of 100% renewable energy by X date, 2040, or 100% clean energy by 2040, what does that mean?
So that means that they want all of their energy use to come from renewable energy. So that means not using fossil fuels. If you look at schools, the most accessible forms of renewable energy are solar power and geothermal. So it's a really great idea for schools to set that goal because it means that they can start working toward having cleaner and healthier energy. And they can teach their students about that energy as well.
We know solar, but what is geothermal energy?
So geothermal is using the earth to both heat and cool the air. So, you know, if you dig deep enough into the earth, it's at a very constant temperature. So basically, you're creating wells down to that level of the earth so that during the summer, you can put really hot air down in the earth and it cools it down and it can help you have more efficient air conditioning. Or you can put that really cold air down into the earth and make it a little bit warmer so you don't have to heat it as much in the winter.
Why would a school district want to change the way they use energy?
That's a great question. So changing from our traditional energy sources that typically come from fossil fuels over to renewable energy is a great choice for schools for a number of reasons. Number one is it makes a ton of financial sense. Schools can save a ton of money on their energy bills by switching to renewable energy. And then they're also contributing to a cleaner and healthier society, a cleaner and healthier community for their students. And they can create, you know, the brightest minds of the future with really clean, healthy energy that can go out and know how to be sustainable and, know that their energy use makes a difference.
So you have your pulse on this around the state. What are some different examples that you're seeing of schools, you know, putting renewable energy into action?
That's a great question. I came with three examples that I wanted to share. So Oregon School District just got approval to build a new net zero energy elementary school. Net zero energy means that the school will produce enough electricity to actually power the entire school. So they won't need to import any energy into the school. They'll do that mostly through efficiency. They have some really innovative architecture that they're going to incorporate into the school so that it's going to be super efficient, use passive solar, which means that the windows will be placed exactly so that the sun can help heat the building in the winter. And they'll also have geothermal and solar.
Oh, literally, like, this is new construction
here.
And so the, you know, the some of the decisions you make in the architectural mm-hmm. process actually will make this that mm-hmm. net zero.
Yes.
Wow.
Yep. So it'll be built with all of these super efficient design elements. It'll have geothermal and solar. So they'll be able to produce enough electricity to actually power the school right on site.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah. If we look at Madison College, they have the largest rooftop solar array in the whole state. So they're using tons of solar energy there. And then the Northland Pines School District has 331 kilowatts of solar energy spread out over two of their district buildings.
Where is Northland Pines?
That's a great question.
I mean to put you on the spot
yeah,
there.
Carry my on. Wisconsin geography isn't the best yet. But they're doing some really cool things. If you look at their school district website, they have a whole page that shows, you know, tells all about their solar array. You can actually click through and see real-time data about how much energy the solar array is producing. And so on that website, they say that they save almost $40,000 a year in energy costs and produce almost 20% of the energy that they need just from rooftop solar.
That's certainly sizable. I mean, yeah. that will take a chunk out of your budget. We're talking about school districts moving toward renewable energy, as we saw that Madison aims for 100% clean energy by 2040. Jane McCurry is program manager of Renew Wisconsin. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What steps is your school district taking to go toward clean energy? Are students involved in this process? Call in. You can also email ideas at WPR.org. Jane, about a decade ago, the Wisconsin K-12 Energy Education Program at UW-Stevens Point, they did this survey to learn which schools have some type of renewable energy systems installed. And according to this survey, and there have been updates to it, at least 174 schools reported renewable energy systems to their buildings. Is that significant? Are you seeing steady progress in this as more do schools get on board?
Yeah, absolutely. So not just in schools, but in buildings all over the state and the country. And the number one reason for that is because the cost of solar has decreased so much. We've seen about an 80% decrease in cost of a solar array over the past decade. So it's really becoming something that's very financially feasible. And it makes a lot of sense when you look at your bottom line to invest in renewable energy.
So is there a difference between renewable energy and clean energy? Is there a distinction between those terms?
You know, I like to think of clean energy as a little bit more holistic look. So at Renew Wisconsin, we work on all forms of renewable energy, from solar and wind to geothermal, hydropower, biogas, and also electric vehicles. So thinking about clean energy, I like to think of it as looking at all of our energy sources, from our electricity to the gasoline and natural gas that we use as well. Renewable energy is more specific to those actual energy production forms like solar and wind.
Yeah, because, I mean, some people would take issue saying that, you know what, natural gas isn't renewable, where that is still a fossil fuel. So there might be, you know, there is that distinction there. You say that the cost is dropping and becoming more feasible for renewable energy. What kind of costs are school districts taking on in this area?
That's a good question. And it varies by project. So renewable energy is a really great fit for schools because of the way that the school's budgets are sort of aligned. So schools have capital budgets, which they use to pay for buildings and, you know, large investments like renewable energy. And then they have their operating budgets, which they use to pay for teacher salaries, school programs, and energy bills. And often it's the operating budgets for schools that are restricted. And so they're trying to decrease their expenses in that operating budget. So clean energy is a really good fit because you can use a moderate capital investment to really supplement your operating budget. So it fits really well with the financial goals of school districts to make that investment from the capital budget in renewable energy.
And making the capital expenditure probably from the get-go, if you're building a new school or if you've had some type of investment in the community where you can kind of start from scratch and take in all of the latest and greatest, because I'm sure with renewable energy, you know, the technology is always changing and innovating.
Yeah. And that's another reason that the costs have been going down is because the panels themselves are getting more and more efficient. So you can get a lot more electricity with less panels now than you could maybe 10 years ago and definitely 20 years ago. A little bit more on the financing. So if we look at this new Oregon school district school, they have estimated the costs of to construct and design the school to be a little bit higher than a traditional elementary school. But they'll make that back in, you know, just a few years based on their saved energy expenses.
And apparently energy expenses are the second highest cost for school districts when they, you know, in looking at their budget, it goes personnel and then energy. So these campuses really take up a lot of fuel to keep them powered.
Yeah, so it's a really, really great investment.
So, you know, there are so many things people can think of to pay for when it comes to schools. How do schools make the case that changing the way they use energy would be financially worthwhile?
That's a great question. I think it goes back to that budgets thing. So they're using that capital investment to supplement their operating budget. So it makes a lot of sense when they look at their financial goals. School districts also have gotten kind of creative with the way they finance these. So it's oftentimes not only school district funding that goes toward the project. In the case of the Northland Pines District, they actually accepted private investors. So they had private investors help them pay for the solar array. And then those investors make a little bit of those energy savings back. So it's a win-win for the investors, the school district, and their community. Also, to help finance the upfront costs, there's plenty of incentives and rebates available in Wisconsin. We have the Focus on Energy statewide program. There's also the Cool Yard Solar Foundation Solar on Schools program that will help finance that upfront cost. You talked about KEEP earlier. They do tons of help with resources and education tools. And then if anyone wants to reach out to us at Renew Wisconsin, we can also help connect you with those resources.
So you're saying there are a lot of grant programs out there to get these school districts started. Have you seen any schools using their referendums, taking this to taxpayers and saying, look, you know, we need a referendum and hoping we can incorporate more renewable energy into the design of our school?
Yeah, I don't have any specific examples. I believe that the Oregon School District did go through referendum. So the community said, hey, we really support this and support spending a little bit more on the upfront cost of the school. But I'm sure many school districts do use district or taxpayer money to fund their projects.
We're talking about school districts that use renewable energy to power their campuses. Jane McCurry is program manager at Renew Wisconsin. Does your school take steps to use less energy? When did the initiative start? What changes did your school make? And what do you think of the changes thus far? Join in at 800-642-1234 with your questions, your observations. You can email ideas at WPR.org. We'll be back in just a minute. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network. We're talking about school districts using renewable energy to power their campuses. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and there's been some traction on this. Last March, we saw hundreds of students walk out of class and march to the state capitol as part of the youth climate strike. Last fall, Wisconsin utility regulators awarded about $5 million in grants to help schools in northern Wisconsin reduce their energy consumption. And now Madison schools have this goal of 100% renewable energy by 2040. Teachers, what do you think about schools adopting renewable energy? Do you think this can help educate the next generation about renewable energy? And students, what is your take on renewables? Join in at 800-642-1234. Jane McCurry is program manager of Renew Wisconsin. That's a nonprofit that promotes renewable energy, and she stays with us. Jane, how can using renewable energy act as a teaching tool for our students in the classroom?
That's a great question. A lot of these schools that have implemented renewable energy have boards up in the lobbies or a prominent hallway in the school, and so it can show real-time output of their renewable energy. So students, as they walk by, they can say, oh my gosh, look, our solar panels are creating electricity. And there's graphs and different sort of interactive tools that have been created so that you can really interact with what's seen as sort of a complex or data-driven, electricity seems sort of far away.
Right.
And this makes it very real for students, and they can really understand that, you know, our rooftop is creating electricity that it turns on the light in my classroom, and that's amazing.
And they can also see the ebb and flow during the day and in different seasons. It really becomes part of their life.
Yeah.
So what is, what would you say to a school that is considering some type of renewable energy, but, you know, there just aren't the resources for it? Are there things that they can do with energy consumption just anyone can do on a daily basis?
Yeah, absolutely. And I always recommend that, you know, if you're looking at your home or your business or in a school, you start with efficiency because that's the low-hanging fruit. So make sure that the lighting that you're using is efficient. Make sure that you understand your electricity use and can pinpoint the days of the week or the weeks of the year that you're using the most electricity and figure out why that is. And then you can pinpoint those those certain appliances or days that maybe your use is a little bit high.
Oh, yeah, like during that polar vortex.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. But maybe it's not. Maybe it's just some random day of the year or some random hour of the day that for some reason, you know, your refrigerator kicked on when it shouldn't have. Or, you know, weird things happen in your home or in your buildings. And so really understanding how you use electricity is the first step.
What is the significance of LED lights?
That's a great question. So lighting is sort of one of those low-hanging fruit things that people and businesses tend to tackle first. So there's a huge difference between using your traditional incandescent bulbs or upgrading to LED lighting. Typically, like with most efficiency products, the upfront cost is going to be higher to buy that efficient product, but it'll last so, so, so much longer and save you money over the lifetime of it. So lighting is a really good low-hanging fruit way for buildings to become more efficient and use less energy.
And then how do you determine a goal? Like how, you know, districts have lots of competing interests. Mm-hmm. How do you get, you know, everyone on board and on the same mission?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think it's a lot about just, you know, educating people about clean energy and the impact that it can have, both financially and in the health of a community. I know the city of Madison or the school district, they had a lot of parent groups that were very passionate about making this goal to go to 100% clean energy. So I think it means a lot when the parents of students get really engaged and say, this is really important to us. And I think there was a really large student group that had also said, you know, we're the ones that are using this energy and spending all this time in the building, and it's really important to us too.
We're talking with Jane McCurry. She is program manager of Renew Wisconsin, and that's a nonprofit organization promoting all forms of renewable energy here in Wisconsin. We're looking at what school districts are doing to improve their efficiencies. Jane, you had mentioned earlier that there are resources, there are grants out there if schools, you know, are trying to look for these energy options. Have the grants been increasing, and what are some things that school districts should look at first in terms of applying if they haven't applied for these before?
That's a good question. Yeah, so the Coolyard Solar Foundation had just started their Solar on Schools program. If you Google that, you'll be able to find their website, and they do tons of work to put renewable energy all across the state. So it's a really great resource, and they have just been, you know, investing tons of their money because they really believe that solar is the future of our energy production. And it's time for Wisconsin to get on board with that and make sure that we are, you know, powering our buildings with solar energy. Focus on Energy also has incentives and rebates available to all kinds of buildings in Wisconsin. So I'd really encourage people to check out those two resources.
What would you say to policymakers when it comes to energy in schools? What can we do at the lawmaker level in the legislature?
That's a great question. I am by no means a policy expert, but I'm learning every day in this role. So I think it's really important that legislators understand, you know, how Wisconsin is moving toward renewable energy and that it's really important to their constituents. So, you know, if renewable energy is important to you, I encourage you to reach out to your legislators. At Renew Wisconsin, we are in the Capitol pretty often talking to legislators. We are happy to, you know, make that connection for you or give you talking points. I think it's really important that we have education and we have engaged citizens out there ready to sort of, you know, fight the good fight when we need it for renewable energy.
When you look at all the options on the table with renewable energy for schools especially, is there anything that is you're watching that really excites you that looks super promising?
Yeah. So, you know, I did a little bit of research to prepare for this, and just all the schools in Wisconsin that have renewable energy already is super exciting. You know, you talked about over 100 schools already have solar, and that's just in our state of Wisconsin. That's pretty impressive. You know, solar hasn't been really mainstream for a long time. So to already have over 100 schools that have, you know, taken the plunge, gotten their community on board, shows that Wisconsin's really ready to be the renewable energy state, and especially in schools where, you know, our children are spending their time, I think it's really important.
Is there something you're seeing that is emerging that will be in the future down the ways, you know, in decades to come, that schools should really be looking at and perhaps thinking about how to adopt?
Yeah. So, you know, I spend a lot of my time looking at electric vehicles. And so I think the next big thing for schools to think about is electric buses. Standing at a bus stop where you have a bus that's using diesel fuel, you know, just idling next to children, it's a really good opportunity to switch to cleaner energy, cleaner fuel that also really protects the health of the kids.
And these districts will have to, of course, upgrade or switch out their buses yeah. as the decades go by, and the school buses need to retire. So mm-hmm. that is an opening to look at electric.
Yeah, absolutely.
And are there big cost differences there? Is it more expensive?
Yes, electric buses are quite a bit more expensive just because of the size of the batteries that you have to put in a bus. But again, you know, operating these buses costs half as much as operating a diesel bus, both in the fuel cost and in the maintenance cost. So it's an upfront investment that pays off over time.
As we look to start wrapping up here, we've been focused on school districts, but what do you see among communities around Wisconsin and the business realm of things? I mean, where are some of those really aha moments coming?
That's a good question. We see a very similar trajectory among households and businesses across the state where, you know, maybe 10 years ago, it was an idealistic vision to adopt 100% clean energy or to put solar panels up on your building. But now it's really realistic and feasible. And so all of the solar contractors that we know are just bursting at the seams. They're so busy. So, you know, there's just been tons and tons of adoption of renewable energy and clean energy in Wisconsin, and I just think it's going to continue to increase.
Well, Jane, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Jane McCurry is program manager of Renew Wisconsin. That's a nonprofit organization promoting all forms of renewable energy in Wisconsin. And we've been talking about the Madison School District's plans to be completely reliant on renewable energy by 2040. This is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to the Ideas Network.